Today we begin day two of our novena to Our Lady of Good Success and Our Lady of Purity on Adoration Radio. And how appropriate that as we enter this spiritual battle type novena, that we have Janae Berry joining us from BattleReadyStrong.com. Their website is bursting with resources and articles that you can read about spiritual warfare and spiritual battles. We face it every single day, whether we realize it or not. So be prepared, and they've put the tools together there that you need for preparation. And one of those tools is obviously prayer, which is why we are dedicated to you during the year of 2016 to help you stay focused on prayer, because we know how easy it is for your day to get away, and pretty soon, boom, it's over, and we haven't spent the time in prayer that we need to. So when you set your alarm on your Breadbox Media app for 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, we will start your evening off with prayer. Our Lady of Good Success, which appeared several hundred years ago, foretold of the crisis that our church would be in today. There is so much brokenness in our world today. During our personal time of prayer during this novena, let us ask the Lord to show us how we need to change and grow to be His light to the world. Let us now begin our novena to Our Lady of Good Success. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hail Mary, most holy, beloved daughter of God the Father.
Pray for us.
Hail Mary, most holy, admirable mother of God the Son.
Pray for us.
Hail Mary, most holy, most faithful spouse of the Holy Ghost.
Pray for us.
Hail Mary, most holy, temple and sacrarium of the most holy Trinity.
Pray for us.
Through the intercession of Mother Mariana de Jesus Torres, grant thy good success to this request.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Saint Michael,
pray for us.
Saint Gabriel,
pray for us.
Saint Raphael,
pray for us. Our Lady of Good Success, you who are the all-powerful intercessor before the Most Holy Trinity, deign to hear and answer our request, so long as it contributes to the salvation of our souls and the glory and exaltation of Holy Mother Church.
Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this vale of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary,
pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
And now the prayer for purification. O Blessed Mother of God, who went up to the temple according to the law with your offering of little white doves, pray for me, that I too may keep the law and be pure in heart like you. Sweet Heart of Mary, be my salvation. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. save amid despair. We slumber safely till the morrow, though we've by man outcast reviled. Oh, maiden, see a maiden sorrow. Oh, mother, hear a suppliant child. Ave Maria. Ave Maria. Ave Dominus, Dominus tecum. The murky caverns e'er so heavy shall breathe of balm if thou hast smiled. O maiden, hear a maiden pleading. O mother, hear a suppliant child. Ave Maria.
That is Colin Ray. You can find him online at colinray.com. You are listening to Adoration Radio on Breadbox Media. And this is another moment to meet the music makers here as we meet the folks that are producing this amazing Catholic music. Our guest today is Adam and I.
You and me?
Also known as Andrea.
We are happy to be here. Thank you for having us.
I understand one of the things that you guys do is you do a lot of home concerts.
Correct.
What is a home concert?
Home concerts are basically hosts all over the country that are interested in having a private, intimate concert for their family and friends. When we do a house concert, we do it for free. So we base our income off of like donations. So we just do a free will offering at the end of the show. But it's totally free to host, and people just open their living rooms to let us kind of set up and play for their family and friends. And we've found that it's an excellent way for us to build our fan base around the country and to meet some really great people around the country. We've been very blessed to do a lot of house concerts.
We find that we're able to really connect with people because there's not as many distractions like if you play a coffee shop or if you play a bar or even just a music venue. There tends to be more distractions out there, whether it be the waitress taking your order or the game on in the background. And we find that because we play folk music and singer-songwriter music, you really need to kind of listen to it and enter into it the way you would like watch a movie, let's say, to really appreciate it, I think. We tend to find that we just get a better response.
Yeah, house concerts really set that up, set the tone for what we do, which is we tell a lot of stories about our music as we play our music for the night. We really love just connecting with our audience in that intimate way.
So how far do you guys actually travel for these house concerts?
We've been as far up as Cape Cod and Connecticut. We've been as far south as Naples, Florida. We've been as far west as San Diego and L.A. We haven't quite made it up to the Pacific Northwest, but we've been everywhere.
And we're building a boat right now so we can get across.
We've been just
Adam's
about
arc.
All... Yeah, Adam's Ark. We literally have been anywhere in the country where we can find people that want to host us. We just work them into the route that we already kind of have set for the next year. There's really nowhere too far. Even if someone in London wanted to have us, if we could figure out a way to get there, we would.
Now, do you cover your expenses to travel then, or do you expect the people that are having the house concert to pay your way?
We actually keep our tours very, very low cost. One of the things that we do is we ask the host if they have a guest room to if they'd be willing to put us up for the evening, and so our touring costs are quite low. Usually the host has us for dinner that evening as well, which keeps our tour costs low.
Does it also facilitate if somebody wanted to do something a little bit bigger and say do something at their parish?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, we've actually done shows like that as well.
We've done shows at churches or for campus ministry groups at universities and all kinds of things.
Now, Adam and Andrea, you guys are a happily married couple. How does this touring impact your family life?
It's actually a beautiful thing because we get to spend a lot of time together, which we love. We just had a baby. She's 6 months old now. We've been able to spend a lot of time together and gotten to watch Miss Josephine grow up these 6 months, and you know we're going to be on the road for a couple more months. That's going to be okay because it's been a great opportunity.
Have you met Michael James Meddy yet?
Oh,
we
yeah,
have. Actually, yeah, he does it with six kids.
Number seven's on the way.
Oh my goodness! Congrats.
So
them.
If he can do it, you can do it.
That's what we
super.
Told ourselves when we met him.
Another neat thing about the Catholic music that we hear a lot of times Christian music is just praise and worship. But with
right.
Catholic music, it is so much more because we have the praise and worship just like everybody else does. We also sing about the sacraments and we sing about adoration and we sing about Mary and about relationships. And that's really a key point because to have a personal relationship with Christ, it's reflected in our relationship with each other. So when we eliminate music that talks about relationships with each other, we're really eliminating an important part of our relationship with Christ. And that's the neat thing about a lot of your music is it really does address relationships on a human level.
Correct.
And your song that you've released for our countdown is called Best Thing. And that's one of those songs that fits into that category. Can you tell us about that song?
Yeah, I started writing that song actually after Adam and I began dating 6 years ago now.
It's been so long.
It's been so long. I had kind of been through a slew of some not so life-giving relationships, and I just felt things happening in my heart that were different when Adam and I started dating. He and I had a relationship from the get-go that was centered around Christ and around our faith, and I just hadn't really found that yet. I was learning what that could mean. You know, when you don't have the real thing for so long, you don't even know what you're looking for. But when I found it with Adam, it was just such an eye-opening and a heart-opening experience as I began writing this song just about how good it was. And I didn't know how to say how good it was. So I just kept trying to come up with a creative way to explain its goodness without being cliche. That's kind of the basis of the song is about that relationship, and Adam actually helped me kind of arrange the song a little bit better when we went to record it. We started playing this song on our tour live last August, and we had enough people say, oh my gosh, where can I get that song? So we put it on our new EP, which just came out in July. And so we rearranged it a little bit, reworked it for that recording. And we're really happy with the way that it came out.
You can get music from Adam and I and schedule them to come in for your next house party when you visit adamandimakemusic.com. Here they are now singing Best Thing on Adoration Radio.
I'm calling off the cavalry, making peace with my enemies. For the first time in my life, the world seems a safe place to be. If you're only as good as the wars you have won, then tell all the soldiers it's time to come home, 'cause you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. Oh, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
That time of the show here on Adoration Radio, where we introduce you to some of the new music and new artists that we have discovered as we're surfing the web. Some of them fall in our lap, some of them we find them. It's just pretty amazing. This one, I really like her. Her name's Miriam Marston. Her website is MiriamMarston.com. She'll come in and do parish retreats or events for you. She has a little line in here about faith and storytelling on her website. And as you listen to the song, couldn't you just hear her engaging a group with a story? It's beautiful. It's Miriam Marston and The Postcard on Adoration Radio.
See how every notion takes a new life under the moon, and the silence stands at my shoulder, keeps me frozen in this room, and lifted up from deeper thoughts I'm waiting. right, but I hear he's got a thing or two to say about this fight. 'Cause I haven't felt the same, and I think I would've liked all the things he said I could've had if I'd let him in my life, in my life. See how everyone points to all the sad times they never choose. What their memory doesn't tell them, they make up to fit their mood. And woken up from bitter ways, I'm calm but still unsure, and focused on those better days. I'm standing at this door, 'cause there's no one left to blame, and I'm pushing past the lies, and I see that this is far beyond anything that just sounds nice. And the truth is never tame, and I really think it's time that I turn and face the world I ran away from at the first sign. And he said he so loved the world, and he said he so loved the world, he said he so loved the world, and he said he so loved the world, he said he so loved the world, and he said he so loved the world, that he came to stay here. And I believed what he said when he said that he'd descend in my life, in my mess, as my best friend. And I believed what he said when he said that he would send all his love like a postcard from my best friend.
The project unites Christians from different faith backgrounds with their CD, Mystic Chapel, singing about the martyrs. You can find their music and learn more at themartyrsproject.com. From the Mystic Chapel CD, this is Clement on Adoration Radio.
We beseech you to help and defend us. We beseech you to help. We beseech you to help and defend us. We beseech you to help. Deliver the oppressed, pity the poor, uplift those who have fallen, be the portion of those in need. We beseech you to help and defend us. We beseech you to help. We beseech you to help and defend us. We beseech you to help. We are your people and the sheep of your pasture. We are the people of God. We are your people and the sheep of your pasture. We are the people of God.
chains of the prisoner. We beseech you to help and defend us. We beseech you to help. We beseech you to help.